Chapter 4. Pickpockets. Suddenly, two boys appeared out of an alley. They were dirty, ragged, and had bare feet. They were a little older than Robert. They stared at his clothes. They pointed and laughed at him. Robert was scared, and he tried to run away from them, but one of them grabbed him.
"Help!" Robert shouted.
"Doesn't he look strange?" said one of the boys.
"Leave me alone," Robert said.
"Doesn't he speak strangely?" said the other boy.
The first boy pushed Robert. The other boy moved round behind him. His fingers reached towards Robert's pocket.
Robert tried to get away, but the pickpockets were too strong for him.
"Hey!" came a loud voice above them. "Leave him alone!"
The pickpocket saw another boy leaning out of a window above them.
"It's Toby," one of the pickpockets said. "Let's go!"
When Toby reached the street, the pickpockets had gone. Robert got up. Toby was tall and strong. Robert realized why the other boys were scared of him.
"Thank you for your help," he said. "I think they wanted to rob me."
"My name is Toby," the boy said. "Who are you?"
"I'm Robert."
"Well, Robert, if you wear those clothes, people will think you are strange. Why do you dress like that?"
"I come from the future," said Robert.
He grinned when Toby looked surprised.
"I come from the 21st century, but I'm sure you don't believe me."
Toby came closer.
"I think I do," he said. "My sister Molly met a girl with clothes like yours. She said the same thing. She told us about the future."
"Really?" said Robert excitedly. "Is her name Lucy?"
"Yes. Do you know her?"
Robert nodded.
"She's my cousin. Our granddad sent me here to take her home."
"Lucy didn't say how she got here."
"That's easy," said Robert. "Our grandfather's invented a time travel phone. Let me show you."
Robert put his hand in his pocket to get the phone, but it wasn't there.
"Oh, no," he exclaimed. "It's gone."
"What has?"
"My time travel phone."
"I don't know what that is," said Toby. "But I think those boys have stolen it."